WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Michael Toscano. A suspect yelling Free Palestine is in custody tonight after allegedly attacking an outdoor event in remembrance of the Israeli hostages still held in Gaza. Six people, all over 65, were injured in the attack by a makeshift flamethrower. Michael Dougherty is the Boulder, Colorado district attorney.
Decisions will be made about what charges to file and where. There's a couple different options, but what I would stress now, most importantly, is we are fully united, 100%, in making sure the charges we bring hold the attacker fully accountable.
More from CBS's Anna Schechter.
The FBI described the crime scene. They said technical analytic forensic resources are being used. They said it was clear that this is a targeted act of violence and it's being investigated as an act of terrorism.
Gaza, meanwhile, is in a dire condition. Correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab reports from Tel Aviv.
The United Nations has warned Gaza is now, quote, the hungriest place on earth and on the brink of famine, as starving Palestinians were again caught in deadly gunfire near a controversial U.S. and Israeli-backed aid distribution center.
Israel denies firing at people at the center. The Senate is taking up work on the massive tax and spending bill narrowly passed by the House. On CBS's Face the Nation, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said he expects to see it amended and passed eventually.
Everyone said that Speaker Johnson would not be able to get this bill out of the House with his slim majority. He got it out. Leader Thune has a bigger majority, and this is with President Trump's leadership.
Getting exercise can help in the battle against cancer. BBC's Neil Nunez reports on new research.
Exercise has been found to help cancer patients live longer. In the first of its kind, a study in the New England Journal of Medicine looked at nearly 1,000 colon cancer patients in dozens of treatment centers around the world. Patients who took part in an exercise program had a 37% lower risk of dying compared to a control group.
The research was presented today at a major cancer meeting in Chicago. One of 1960s cult leader Charlie Manson's followers may soon be out of a California prison.
A state parole panel is recommending parole for 77-year-old Patricia Krenkwinkel. She was convicted in the murders of seven people during the Manson cult's rampage through L.A. in the summer of 1969. Commissioner cited her low risk of offending and the fact that she was just 21 at the time of the murders. The panel's decision now moves to the state parole board for review.
CBS News Bay Area's Brady Halbleib reporting. This is CBS News.
A word from Progressive Insurance. Life can be hard, so Progressive can make bundling your home and auto easy. Hope that helps. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
time to finally talk to someone.
Rob Roberts here with your second whole hour of local things, and we kicked it off with a double dip of Cat and the Hurricane. They're live in Stevens Point on 614, then Fox Valley Pride Weekend, 621 in Appleton, and Sheboygan, where the surf is always rad, on 628, and then in Oshkosh on 629. The local Proudly Pride Artist Kickoff and all the local sounds in this half hour are powered by Turtle Island Dispensary. Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products information to improve your quality of life. Flowers, tropicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, growing supplies. Stop in 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or ship right to your door by going to shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com. Next up is Charlie Boy, who's live right now in La Crosse. But if you missed that show, they're doing live stuff next on 6-7 at the Gamma Ray or 6-14 at Riverside Park at Art Spire. You're listening to local music on Max Inc. Radio.
Pray to me, we're getting tired of No one ever really wants to be a runaway, but it's harder to be someone else and to stay. No one ever really wants to be up this late. No one ever, no one ever. No one ever wants to feel like a criminal, but it's hard to live your life in the subliminal. No one ever wants to disobey, but it's too late, it's too late. So, hey, it's not enough.
That's 7,000 Apart, and it's so great that they're back in the USA. We have a ton of shows lined up for you. Catch up with them by connecting yourself right to Max Inc. Radio into all that social media that you just love, and then we'll connect the two of you together. 7,000 Apart is at Malone, Wisconsin on 6-1, then Green Bay on 6-6, 6-8 Appleton, 6-11 Fort Atkinson. Looking for something a little bit more southern Wisconsin? Well, Louie and the Flash Bombs, they're at the Monona Union Terrace on 6-7 Lakeside, 6-19 Milwaukee, 6-21 Manitowoc, and then, of course, Summerfest, 7-5. This is Unapologetic on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You were so very good at pushing people's buttons, laughing at the questions. Turn them into nothing, turn them into nothing. You were larger than life and made sure that we knew it. Bitchy, flip and daring, something else tomorrow, something else tomorrow. Electric, charismatic, bitchy, flip and daring. Someone else tomorrow, someone else tomorrow. A legendary name on such a small. Fame. Where others marched, you led.
thousand steps ahead. No prize too large for art, no prize too large for fame. No prize too large for fame. Anything for fame, fame.
Shawn Michael Jardine. We get to talk to him about all the great shows coming up outside at the Memorial Terrace this summer. If you missed that interview, hear it again on the podcast page. Subscribe, and I'll hang out in your pocket and be ready to deliver you local music when you're ready. Tay and the Neighborly Now, they're live on 615 at the Marquette Waterfront, 710 Phillips, Wisconsin, 711 Highbridge, Wisconsin, and 726 Brady Street in Milwaukee. Oh, and don't forget about that mile of music that's coming up. That's going to be on 81 and 82. This is Self Help Now on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Don't need to ask. attention from anybody but yourself. A little guidance of self-help goes a long way. Your mind's for yourself for a little self-help.
Mr. Frank Martin Bush. And yes, we double dip wheelhouse in hour number one, but see that front man, Mr. Frank, do a bunch of other local gigs all across Wisconsin this summer. 6-8 Albany, Wisconsin. 6-17 Concerts in the Park at Black Earth, Wisconsin. 6-19 Garver Feed Mill. And on 6-22, I'm going to see him at the Eastside Club. Frank takes us to break with My Life on Max Inc. Radio. See you on the other side. Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
went to break and came out of break with two in a row from the Jimmys. Now Jimmy K is really close to getting that trademark for the patent-pending Jimmy Tracker. And we can see those Jimmys are live on 6-1 in Fitchburg, 6-5 in New Glarus, 6-11 Edgerton. All this local music and massive power bill for the Jimmy Tracker is taken care of by Good Neighbor Fencing, redefining boundaries through excellence and craftsmanship. Good Neighbor Fencing in Madison provides top-tier fencing services throughout Wisconsin. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. It doesn't matter if it's wood, vinyl, chain link, or aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call and they'll call you right back. 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546. The People Brothers Band just released even more dates that you can see them live this summer, and it goes into late summer. But if you're planning something on 6-12 through 6-14, they're going to be at Bonfire at the Driftless Garden, 6-18 River Roundup in Milwaukee, 6-19 Atwood Fest Music Hall right here in Madison, 7-3 Summerfest, of course. Connect even more dates by following us here in the After Hours. Type in Max Inc. Radio, and then we'll let you know when we know. This is Down the Mountain Now on Max Inc. Radio.
on me at night. Ask, is everything alright?
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
But you couldn't be sure, cause I was too coy, I was too shy. I made you wait, but you didn't have the time. I just kept building you up, just to break you down. But you got to stay strong in the business of broken hearts. From the start, it wasn't meant to be, but if you could find it in your heart to one day forgive me, or was it you, or was it me? I fall in love with every girl I see. Did you really think you were the only one? But there's no one to blame in the business of broken hearts. love's a game we're forced to play. I'll roll the dice and maybe win someday. I break all the rules, it's my new strategy. Cause playing it nice, it always leads to my defeat. Self-destruction is key in the business of broken hearts. The business of broken hearts. You're not alone. In the business of broken hearts.
Zay and the New People are live, 75 Bayfield, Wisconsin. Did You Run is their new single, and we'll close out the night tonight with that single on Max Inc. Radio. See you next week, everybody, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Down in the
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. An event in Boulder, Colorado, held in remembrance of Israeli hostages still being held in Gaza, was turned into chaos. A suspect in custody allegedly shouted "Free Palestine" and injured six people. FBI Special Agent in Charge, Mark Makalik.
As a result of these preliminary facts, it is clear that this is a targeted act of violence, and the FBI is investigating this as an act of terrorism.
This woman lives nearby.
I'm horrified. I mean, I live 5 minutes away, and the fact that this is happening to Jews in my local community makes me scared.
Investigative reporter Pat Milton has more on the attack.
Law enforcement tells CBS News a suspect is in custody. The suspect allegedly tossed bottles containing a flammable liquid into a group of people gathered at the historic courthouse in Boulder. The group gathered at the courthouse were part of an event, Run for Your Life,